Sometimes some people would die by blood loss, especially if they had been beaten and flogged in a trial right before that. But the majority of the times it was by suffocation. Sometimes someone who was physically in good shape could last 3 or 4 days in a Roman crucifixion. And if that happened, the soldiers were told to go and break the shins of the criminals. Why? Very clear reason why. They couldn't push up to get those breaths, to open up their lungs, to get oxygen, and they'd ultimately die. That's brutal. That's what Jesus did. Jesus went through that. He never did anything wrong. He never sinned. He only offered life to people. It absolutely doesn't make sense, but it does make sense. Because guess what? Someone had to take out our garbage. You couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Jesus did it. Rob Schultz is going to get up here and read a very important text from John chapter 18 and 19, the journey from Jesus to the cross. There's one little detail I want to highlight in John chapter 19, verse 17 that he's going to read. The place where this took place was called the place of the skulls, also named Golgotha. You're going to read it here in just a second. There's a lot of interesting writing about this place called Golgotha. A lot of different thoughts by scholars, even archaeologists, on what this place Golgotha was all about. Do you know what the leading thought is of what Golgotha was? It was the landfill of Jerusalem. It was the dumping grounds for the garbage, for the city. Flies were all around. Terrible smell. Turn your head in one direction and catch a whiff of something that you've never smelled before in a horrible way. Turn the other direction. You catch a whiff of a smell that's absolutely horrid. You turn straight. There's piles of who knows what in front of you. You turn around. There's piles of who knows what behind you. It was the perfect place for the Romans to crucify people. You know why? Nobody claimed the bodies often of criminals. The soldiers would just take the bodies down and place them in the piles. Dogs would wander around and get a bite here in this pile or a bite here in the other pile. This was not a pretty place. And you see, my friends, it brings to light an amazing statement that Rob's going to read in just a second. Do you realize in Golgotha, the dumpster of Jerusalem, Jesus said these words to a criminal that was right next to him. Today, you will be with me where? Those words were spoken in a garbage dump where Jesus was killed. Jesus can take out the garbage. Take out your garbage. Why is Good Friday good? It's garbage day. It's garbage day. When we were journeying through COVID, maybe you were like this, there wasn't a lot to be excited about. You're kind of trapped in your house and you just didn't have anything to look forward to. Miles was maybe 10 months old when COVID started. There were lockdowns happening. He didn't know what was what, just born into this world of craziness. And the most exciting day for Miles was garbage day. When the garbage truck showed up, it was like a spaceship came from planet Mars. He had no idea what that was, and it was awesome. It moved and made sounds and took away the garbage. And what we realized was, as soon as the garbage was taken away, it was gone forever. It's like it didn't exist. Jesus bore our sin, bore the sin of the entire world, on his shoulders, made the walk from Jerusalem to the garbage dump. And when he died on the cross, it was as good as those sins being buried and lost forever. And the truth is, when we looked out at that garbage truck, we knew whatever we had placed in the garbage was gone forever. It didn't matter if it was an expensive ring, didn't matter if it was cheap, didn't matter if it was very important to us. We were not putting our shoes on and going down to Coffin Butte and digging through the landfill to find the lost items. God's communicating to you tonight. Your sin's been buried. It's gone. It's like it doesn't exist. You've been given a nail tonight. As you exit at the conclusion of the service, there is a moment of silence. It is silence as we leave the sanctuary. Be thinking of your garbage. Place the nail into the cross and know that it's buried, gone, and doesn't exist. And you receive paradise. Amen.